AgBioScience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
Education is a really big part of our business because biologicals, even though we've been in this field for over 30 years, the vast majority of the industry has not. And it's relatively new to a lot of people. So it's taken a lot of really intentional effort and strategy to go out and educate people so that they're comfortable with what they're using and how to use it and so forth.
Welcome to Ag Bioscience, the number one podcast in the world for innovation in food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. I'm Eric Pfeiffer from Hoosier Ag Today, this week's guest host of the podcast. The market for ag biologicals is projected to grow significantly, according to Grandview Research, making the leap from an $11 billion market in 2024 to $16.8 billion in 2030. One Indiana company has recently created a strategic alliance that will drive biological innovation at every stage of the crop nutrition cycle. Leading that innovation is Dr. Tanya Soll, Vice President of Microbiology at BW Fusion, and she joins us today. Tanya, welcome to Ag Bioscience.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start with the science. Give us an overview of what biologicals are and what benefit they bring to our producers and to the farm.
That is really the most fundamental question. If you don't understand that, you don't really know what we're talking about, right? So I like to think of biologicals as probiotics for the soil. Most people are familiar with probiotics for our bodies and our gut and our nutrition. It's the same thing for the soil. We need to nourish the soil, which can then in turn nourish the plant. So biologicals in agriculture are really three main categories of products that are derived from living organisms. So microorganisms or plants or animals. So the first might be a biostimulant. And these are extracts or ingredients or things that can amend the soil. We also have biocontrol agents, which are living organisms, again, or products derived from living organisms that can control pests and other pressures that are put on plants. And then finally, what we specialize at BW Fusion is in biofertilizers, which are not just using microorganisms in the soil, but really capitalizing on their metabolism and their ability to transform the soil through different metabolic, chemical, and biochemical processes.
The soil is so important, and people that aren't really in it don't quite understand that. The soil is where it's all born. So taking care of that soil is critical. But commodity prices are tight, and farmers know this. They're looking to axe this, that, and the other, and they're looking at what ways they can best get benefit from everything they're putting in the soil. At this point, I'm looking at this report here. It shows 63% of farmers globally will maintain or increase spending on biologicals, regardless of changes in crop protection and fertilizer prices. That's pretty staggering. It sounds like these biologicals are working. They're finding a way to make them work. How do they work in tandem with other fertilizer and modes of crop protection to drive yield?
So that's really a twofold question. There's a direct and indirect mode of action. So the direct mode of action is you put the microorganisms in the soil and they're able to metabolize and release, or what we like to say, unlock nutrients that are unavailable to the plant. So you may think of soluble versus insoluble phosphorus as an example, that something that microbes can do quite efficiently and make that nutrient available to a plant. The more indirect way is just by creating an environment in the soil that changes and improves the soil physical and chemical properties along with the nutrition. So we're nourishing the native microbial environment by giving them other microorganisms that can enhance the soil environment. And it's really more of a long-term effect, although we do see some pretty quick results even so, is that the soil environment has now become amended and more healthy to sustain a plant. And what that does, you talk about crop protection, is it creates a more resilient plant. Because if you're in an environment that supports you and is where you can thrive the best, you're going to be more resistant and more resilient to the forces of nature that come after you. And so when you think about how these kind of the physical way or the practical way that biologicals can supplement or support current programs, but really it creates more options for the farmer. So you could think of a microorganism that fixes nitrogen are solubilized as phosphorus, and you can think about the inputs that you're putting in, and you can be more strategic about how you're going, the combination, the reallocation of those inputs. And in the end, it's more than just a transaction. It's an investment, like I said, in the soil. So over time, continual renewal of those microorganisms and that fostering of that environment creates a more sustainable and renewable environment that can support a plant in the long term, not just this season and for this crop.
And that's what farmers want. They want options. You lead research and development, as well as the innovation portfolio at BW Fusion. Let's open the curtain a little bit here and talk a little bit more about BW Fusion. What is the company's approach to innovation and scientific discovery?
We have over 30 years of research in this area, which is really unheard of. And that's because our founder, Dr. Farley, who's a microbiologist, started isolating microorganisms in the 80s. And initially, the company was founded on remediation and bioremediation. But he was soon able to find through some partnerships that some of these microorganisms had properties that were also beneficial to plants. And so working on some early trials with some early partners, we were able to establish that things were happening. And then really what we continue to do today is two-way communication, talking to the farmers and having our wide network of agronomists and sales team and dealer network, we're able to really get a two-way communication and understand the challenges that our farmers are facing so that we can now be informed on what we're looking for. So some of the earlier things were, what can the microorganisms do? We're really interested in nitrogen fixation, for example, or cellulose degradation or phosphate solubilization. Can any of your microbes do that? And so what Dr. Farley and his team did back in the 80s and beyond that were screening the microorganisms in the laboratory. Moving forward, using all of that technology and all of that approach, we've enhanced that. Now we can continue to do trials and test those individual microorganisms. But we also have a platform called Agronomy 365, where we can take soil data, tissue data, and actually prove out what we're essentially hypothesizing would happen when we add these microorganisms to the field. And not only are we seeing yield, but we will see other nutritional content increase in the plant as well. So we are able to do that, but we can also look at the genetics of the microorganisms, which is something that wasn't that readily available back when Dr. Farley first started. So now we have the genomes of the microorganisms. And if you look at a genome, it's like, instead of me asking the microorganism what it can tell me what it can do. So now we have a whole treasure trove of experiments and ideas that we can go after to see if these microorganisms can do what they're telling us they can do through their genomes. You pair that again with data-driven results in the field using our Agronomy 365 platform. You add in the deep relationships and communication that our team has built with their customer base and the farmers, and also just the education. So BW Fusion, in addition to innovating in the laboratory and always looking at safety and stability and trials, education is a really big part of our business because biologicals, even though we've been in this field for over 30 years, the vast majority of the industry has not, and it's relatively new to a lot of people. So it's taken a lot of really intentional effort and strategy to go out and educate people so that they're comfortable with what they're using and how to use it and so forth.
Trust is a big thing with farmers especially, and you know this. It's you have to trust what you're using. You have to trust the people that are asking you to use it. And I think that that's kind of what you're getting at here is, especially when you talk about, you know, nitrogen fixation, nitrogen is something the farmers have been trying to figure out for years, and agronomists too. So, you know, anything that can help with that, they're all for trying to go down that road and help figure it out. You mentioned that ag bioscience wasn't really the initial focus of the company. You started with water bioremediation, wastewater, industrial and commercial. Is it those things kind of led to this ag bioscience industry? You just kind of happened upon these things? Is that kind of how it worked?
Well, it's really in parallel, I would say. So these things were going on the side. And then we had opportunities, like I said, Dr. Farley recognized that some of these organisms could be beneficial to plants. And in fact, even though he's a microbiologist, he is also a plant physiologist. So that certainly didn't hurt the future of the company as we move forward. But given our background in remediation and having products and microorganisms formulated into products that work in wastewater or petroleum hydrocarbon degradation or other sorts of forever chemical degradation, we've been able to understand that there are needs for the farmer. So imagine you're a hog farmer and now you have a manure pit, right? You have all this waste and there has to be a way to process that waste or really any other waste that farmers would come across that they need to reduce. Additionally, what we've also understood is that soil is not always in a good place. It's been abused over years and years of agrochemical inputs and different chemicals or even runoff from other industries. And what we found is by having those microorganisms that are strong in remediation of harmful chemicals in our portfolio, we can actually apply those microorganisms and remediate soil. And we've seen amazing results just in a single season with that sort of approach.
Now, Tania, late last year, BW Fusion, Biodyne USA, and Agronomy 365, you kind of all came under one umbrella as a company supported by Bain Capital Double Impact. How has that strategic alliance created more innovative opportunity for you and for your team?
It's definitely increased efficiency. So our previous model was Biodyne World, which is what Dr. Farley and his team in Florida ran, and they really studied the microorganisms. And then there was Biodyne USA, where we were the ones that manufactured the products and studied them. So that alliance alone has opened up a whole 30-year history that we can now tap into at a much greater depth and more regularity and cadence of meetings and understanding how the technology works better than we ever could before. And then you add BW Fusion into that, of course. And I work with a team of agronomists on a regular basis. And we discuss and talk about everything from the needs of the farmer, the challenges of the farmer, and so them and their neighbors and our customer base, understanding the challenges that they're undertaking so that we in the laboratory can use our skills and expertise to help solve or answer different questions that they may be facing or different challenges they're facing. And also, it's just opened up the ability to better understand how we can support formulation, how we can better support stability. And really, the integration has created a completely vertically integrated company. So we go from we own all of our strains, we manufacture all of our strains, we know our strains better than anybody. When I say strains, I mean our microbes that we use in our products. And we also have three in-house laboratories, with Fort Wayne being the headquarters. And so if you think about it, we not only are producing our products and understanding and doing some research and development for our broader team, like our agronomy team, for example, but we don't have to outsource any of that because we have a fully equipped and competent laboratory team that can answer questions or devise experiments, and we don't have to outsource or we don't have to wait for results back from a third party. So it's really quite unique and really exciting to be on the forefront of working directly on real problems that real people are facing.
What role do farmers play in the process of biological innovation that ultimately brings them to adoption? Tania touched on it. We're going to dig deeper into that next. Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
From berries to dairies, from crop advisors to data analyzers, Indiana Farm Bureau is at the forefront of the top issues impacting Indiana agriculture. No matter your role in the ag industry, Indiana Farm Bureau membership means you'll always have a champion and an advisor. And because so much of your time is focused on your own enterprise, it's also good to know Indiana Farm Bureau is always working to fight for the future of agriculture. We come together to advocate for rural viability, the protection of property rights, competitive tax policies, and against burdensome regulations. Whether our members need a door opened, an impact in public policy, or an ally to strengthen their communities, Indiana Farm Bureau is there. We are the unified voice for all agriculture. To learn more about the benefits of Indiana Farm Bureau membership, go to infb.org.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. I'm Eric Pfeiffer from Hoosier Ag Today. I'm with Tania Soule with BW Fusion. And Tania, we talk a lot about farmer-led innovation on this podcast. And if they aren't at the center of your solution, you're probably not going to win. It sounds like, from what you were explaining before, that you've got a team full of farmers. You've got folks behind the scenes that have done this before. How are farmers involved in the innovation process at BW Fusion?
So we wouldn't be where we are today if it wasn't for our network that we have with farmers and our relationships. So many of our employees are farmers. The early days, we were able to establish relationships with farmers by really working as a partnership with them. And it's two-way again, right? So we have such close relationships with so many farmers in different geographies and different challenges that we could get that feedback through our relationships in our employees and our dealer network. And those trickle into the laboratory, into the agronomy team, into the laboratory, into the science and the innovation side. And then we're able to really think about how we can help these people with their different challenges. So the other direction, of course, is the education piece. So we're not only helping farmers by understanding their challenges and coming up with creative ways to help them with those, but we're also educating them on what we do know and what we understand and to make their programs more efficient.
Tanya, I want to talk about you a little bit more because this interested me when I was looking at your bio. You joined BW Fusion in 2023. Prior to that, spent your entire career in academia. What led to the switch? What's kept you here in this ag bioscience space?
It's relationships. And like I said, not only were the founders, Gil Farley and TJ Weir, really good at relationships in the field, they were really good at relationships in areas that they needed extra support and expertise. So when I was an early faculty member at Purdue Fort Wayne, Gil Farley reached out to me and formed a relationship. And from that point on, I served as a consultant, an external partner with them. They, in turn, were very supportive of the students that worked on different projects that we partnered with. And over time, the opportunity became available to join their team full time. And really, as much as I loved what I was doing, I realized that the core values in teaching were very similar to what I do now. So I get to still make an impact, right? So in teaching, I make an impact with students. At BW Fusion, I make an impact with farmers and our sales team and our agronomists, anybody who wants to learn more about microbiology. But also, I have a wonderful laboratory team, and I get to teach them in a very different way than I was able to teach in the university. So the impact is there, but also I'm a scientist, right? So I'm not just a teacher, I'm a scientist. So understanding and being able to sit in on some of the presentations that are done by our agronomy team blew me away. I realized with the tool of Agronomy 365 that this is a data-driven scientific company. We weren't just manufacturing microorganisms that we've known about for 30 years and producing them and selling them, but we weren't satisfied until we knew the next thing and we understood a little bit more and we just kept learning more and learning more. We wanted more data and we wanted to better understand how our microorganisms in our products were affecting the crops or the plants ultimately. And understanding that the company took science very seriously was really the other part of me saying, yeah, this is the right move for me. And I haven't looked back. It was something that surprised me. I love teaching. I never thought I would leave that position, but this opportunity has been one of the greatest decisions I've made.
Well, with that teacher background in mind, I mean, molding the minds of America's youth, what advice would you have for a young, innovative mind just starting out or aspiring to have a career in science or the ag biosciences?
When I was faculty, I wasn't just a teacher. I was also an advisor and talked to many students over the years. And one thing in my personal life, but also that I tried to convey to them was experience it. As a biology professor, I had a lot of students that wanted to be doctors. And I say, go in shadow, go experience it, because you need to understand what that career is. So I think that's really important for anybody in any field as they're young and ambitious and they have the world in front of them to go out and say, let me try. And as I say, try before you buy, right? So see what it's about. Understand the pros and the cons of the different industries and the different positions that you may be interested in. The other thing I would say that was critical for me is to find a mentor. And that's hard. It's not the easiest thing to do, but to find somebody that you connect with that seems to be willing to invest in your future and helping you navigate this crazy world that we're in and all the challenges that come with being a young adult and facing your first career or maybe your lifetime career. And the third thing I would say that goes along with finding a good mentor is to network. Don't be shy. Meet people. Form a network. Use tools like LinkedIn or whatever you can to get to know people and connect with people who are like-minded professionally. I think like a couple weeks ago, I was invited to the Field Atlas dinner sponsored by Agrinovis for the Ag Bioscience career, early career students. And I was really excited to be part of that because these are the students that are doing exactly what I said to do. Try it out, talk to people, find mentors, and network. And I thought it was a wonderful opportunity that they provided, and I was happy to be part of it.
I didn't get the invite for that. Normally, when there's a free meal, I'm all there. But no, they kept me out of that.
I didn't have anything to do with it.
Okay, I'll talk to the right people. Tanya, what's ahead for BW Fusion? What's in the pipeline?
In April, we got our first CEO, Darren Dillenbeck. So that has been a really big change for us. It's really continuing to do what we're doing, but learning from the past. And, you know, there's always room to grow and always room for improvement. So what can we do to better reach the farmers? What can we do to better educate people? What can we do to, it's not always about use our product and see a difference. It's about like what tangentials, what are things that aren't obvious to me that using this product or using biologicals in general do for the soil and help me understand that and help me see the five-year vision instead of today. Giving that longitudinal awareness to the benefits of creating a healthy soil environment. Another thing that I really like about this business is it's sustainable and renewable and it's good for the environment. And, you know, I mentioned our line of bioremediation organisms that can help clean up pollutants and contaminated waste. And so there's just so much available. And I think a big focus is going to be to really, really strengthen those relationships and educate.
Dr. Tanya Soll, Vice President of Microbiology at BW Fusion. Keep helping farmers. Thank you for joining us on Ag Bioscience.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for joining us. You can watch or listen to episodes of Ag Bioscience by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts. And while there, don't forget to leave us a review, unless it's a bad one about my guest hosting. Leave that one to yourself. On behalf of the Agrinovis team, I'm Eric Pfeiffer from Hoosier Ag Today. Thanks for listening and watching. Until then, be well, be kind.
Ag Bioscience is a podcast by Agrinovis Indiana, produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez, edited by Mike Fisher, photography and design by Kaylee Verstee, video by Darren Cooper and 1898 Creative. If you like today's episode, subscribe, rate, and review so we can bring you more conversations just like this. Get all episodes of Ag Bioscience at agrinovisindiana.com.